This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity, right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. And listen, let your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones, the ones you want to make nuts, know about the show. Send them over this way. Send them a link. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll, a gazillion things you can do up there. Including giving me your email address, because if you give me your email address, then why? It's really simple. This is not brain surgery. Once a week, I send out an email. And on the email, I tell you what we're going to be talking about and what we're going to be doing and that kind of stuff. You don't want it, you trash it. You don't have to take it anymore. It's really that simple. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time you're with me. Tomorrow night, we will have David Fisher, our economist, on. We can talk about today's speech. We'll talk about the economy, the direction we see it heading in, what we can do to make sure that your finances are safe and secure. And David Weiss is going to join me from Israel. David is an American citizen that has moved to Israel. And we're gonna get a little bit of a feel for how the Israelis, how the Jews feel about us, what's going on there. And also, you know, David's recent piece that he wrote on The Real Side about the DACA kids and how he feels that maybe the left and the right can find some common ground. And again, I told him or dealt with, we can't come to common ground if we can't speak the same language. If comprehensive, immigration has a different meaning to me than it does to you, how do we fix it? We can't. And the Dems always have a different way of doing things. They always have a different viewpoint on how to make something better or worse or whatever. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. But, you know, they're always right and we're always wrong. You already know that, though, right? I don't have to tell you any more than that. You know, in Los Angeles, the homeless, the crisis for homeless, it's out of control. Totally unmanageable and out of control. Now, the politicians give all kinds of promises and speeches. They talk about the millions of dollars they're going to send in our direction, and they don't. Now, this big group, and you see them on the side streets. You don't see them on the main streets. They move them along, and they allow them to set up on the side streets. Because you can't see them, you know, just driving down the road. It's not a big deal, right? They're part of the Los Angeles streetscape. They're familiar. They're all over the place. If you know what a palm tree looks like in Los Angeles, then you know what a homeless person looks like. You know what I mean? That's how common they are. You can see them. They live on the freeways. They live alongside riverbeds. You see them driving down the freeways. You look over the overpasses, and you see the tents, and you'll see clothes. You see all kinds of things. You see the big tarps where they're sleeping under or hiding under, whatever. You know, some of them are mentally ill. Some of them are drug addicts. Some of them they call economically disadvantaged. Many with their life belongings in a backpack or shopping cart. right? Los Angeles Times was down there, you know, just taking a look at everything that was going on. They're having a different viewpoint, obviously, of some things. No, they're without a home. I mean, you look at all the things that's going on in their life. I mean, truly, truly homeless. Not like they're sleeping in the back of the car between, you know, they got a job and they're just between apartments or something. Right? Now, Los Angeles City, the citizens in LA City, they voted twice to fund a solution for these homeless people. Oh, yeah, they had areas they were going to set up these like little igloos, and they were going to bring them in, and they were going to allow them to stay there and stay in those areas, right? The igloos would be enclosed or what have you. They'd have a place to cook or go do certain things, right? Shower, clean themselves up. Seriously, think about it. And it's never coming to fruition. They've taken your tax dollars at the city level. That's why I always scream at the state level. When they keep talking about the taxes they want to give us, the money they want to take from us, they fix nothing. They do nothing but blow the money. Now, these city leaders that have taken your money and flushed it, they now have to deal with this. They now have to deal with almost 60,000 residents in L.A. that don't have any place to go. Right? I mean, we've been having some pretty warm days here in January. But it's like that in California to begin with. So this isn't because of global warming. It's been like this forever. Sometimes it's cold, sometimes it's warm. And if you go to Central Avenue in Los Angeles, it shouldn't be like this. But there was a bunch of tents on the south side of the street. Right? They brought a photographer. This particular person brought a photographer with them. And they went block by block by block. One block had 16 tents. One had 50. This is a city of Los Angeles. One block had 31 tents. Now, in an area that they actually designate as Skid Row, where they keep an eye on, you know, vagrants and homeless people, this is the norm. It's been the norm for years. Right? And there's been certain days when you go down there, you can't even walk down the sidewalks. There's no room for people. Right? And this constantly, this has been going on forever. Now, they have pictures of people being dropped in the street, if you would. Drug addicts, people being pushed out of different places to go there. But where's the city? Where's the money they've already collected to help these people? But these are Democrats. They never know where the money goes. We'll talk about some of the tweets from tonight's speech right after the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 855-715-7311, 855-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of The Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily, and on average, see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
Welcome back.
This is just a fad.
To the real side.
Well, fad or not, it's here to stay.
With Joe Messina.
And it's killing your show in the ratings.
This is The Real Side.
Nothing says America like Charlie Daniels, right? Really, seriously, I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with me on the air, and in the chat room, and texting, and tweeting, and just being there. Seriously, just being there. So I do appreciate the time that you're with me, and, you know, we're kind of talking about the speech tonight, what went on during the speech, right? What the president had to say. You know, I love this stuff because you can definitely see who is far hard right and who is far hard left. We were talking in the last segment a little bit about how Los Angeles now out of control with homelessness. Seriously, just out of control. And you can't blame, you know, somebody Somebody earlier was trying to blame the Republicans for everything that was going on in California. And I didn't know that you could have smoked that much weed already since it's become legal. To be that screwed up in the head to think that Republicans haven't had control of California for years. The Democrats have. They've had a supermajority in the House and the legislature forever. They do pretty much anything they want to. Nobody really stops them. And somehow, in the deprived mind of some Democrats, hardcore left Democrats, it's the Republicans' fault. Apparently, us just breathing, having a heartbeat, a pulse, makes you nervous enough to make you have you make stupid mistakes. I don't get it. But again, I'm not the smartest guy in the room. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Now, Mayor Eric Garcetti said that they can bring the numbers down, but they needed help from the government. They already had enough help. Right? And the county of Los Angeles, their homeless rate grew to almost 50,000 in 2016. Almost 30,000 of those alone were in Los Angeles City. Yeah, we have Los Angeles City here and Los Angeles County. So now in 2018, with no help from the government, even though they said they would, the Democrat government, who raised taxes for city people and said that they would use that money to help, they didn't. They probably can't even find it. Couldn't tell you where it went. Couldn't account for it right now. Right? In 2015, much of the city of Los Angeles was spending crazy amounts of money to curb homelessness. They really didn't know how much they were spending. Now, the answer was contained in a report that didn't look well for the Democrats running the city. When they did the report, they looked at the numbers that were being spent. There was more than $100 million spent. $100 million to help 30,000 homeless people. Are we serious? Do the math. We could have bought an apartment building, put every one of them up, hired each one of them a butler or a maid, delivered their food, served it in the kitchen, or cooked in the kitchen down the street. I mean, think about this. These city departments who get this money, they don't know how to spend it. They blow it like crazy, and a small percentage get out to the street where it's needed. But again, run, I want to be clear, they're run by Democrats who keep telling us that they know what they're doing. They know how to make it happen. And they don't. They keep blowing. And they want more money at the state level. These are the same people that want us to give more money. Right? City of Los Angeles approved a proposition called HHH back in 2016. It was supposed to generate $1.2 billion for new housing over 10 years. Right? And then a few months after that, the county voted to approve another Measure H, which is supposed to produce about $350 million in services each year. But this brings us back to the central question of when? When will they make this happen? When will they stop blowing the money? But it's run by Democrats. I'm sorry, but I am tired of them blaming us, Republicans and conservatives, for everything when they're in control. How do you get away with that? How do they allow that to keep happening? Let's have a couple of giggles here. Let's see. The Joe Kennedy. Now, this is according to Josh Hall. Who's Josh Hall? I don't know these people. I don't want to know these people. Anyway, he said, Joe Kennedy just told the illegal dreamers that the Democrats will fight for them and won't walk away. Well, Joe, what about the Americans? What about the American dreamers that President Trump talked about? How come you don't hear these guys ever talk about the American dreamers? Don't they matter? Don't our young people matter? And Trump tried to make a deal to save the dreamers, but you guys rejected it. You didn't want any part of it. Trump tried to make a deal with you against the right. He poked his own people in the eye to try to make a deal with you, and you blew him off. You guys never do that. NBC News put up that Joe Kennedy, the third, in a Democrat response to the speech, said that this administration isn't just targeting the laws that protect us. They're targeting the very idea that we're all worthy of protection. For them, dignity isn't something you're born with, but something you measure. God, I love these people. They don't see any of the hypocrisy of themselves. They really don't. I don't know how that works. A piece in, well, a tweet, I guess that's the proper terminology, at Red Nation Rising. Now you look at Bernie Sanders, and then you look at, what's her name, Pelosi? Man, the two of them chewing on their tongues. Right? Somebody wrote with a picture of the two of them, the look you have when you realize you're the last Democrat. and that the last Democratic president did absolutely nothing for the nation, and America knows it. Obama did nothing for us. He did nothing but stir up racial tensions. He did nothing but allow more cops to be killed. He did nothing but allow more illegals come into the country. What did he do? Give me an accomplishment that you could put on President Obama. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be right back. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon, eBay, and at GraceAlley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon, eBay, and GraceAlley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, I'm Marcia Miller from Mud Pie. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Mud Pie supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne, That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now, I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Please answer the question.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Do be part of the conversation. Do be involved. Sounds like the old romper room guy, right? Do be this and do be that. No, truly be. Some of you will know that. Some of you won't have a clue. Anyway, I always appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Head up to the website, realside.com. We can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's a lot going on up there. You can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. Seriously, all the labels that they gave us, all the labels they give a guy like me from a group that hates labels. So it just kind of shows you where their head's at. Anyway. Tonight's speech. You know, the Democrats, you watch them, they almost didn't applaud at all. And I don't want to say they didn't, because there were some places you could see they were applauding. But when you look and see, the Democrats didn't applaud for a lot of things. And they sat, they wouldn't get up. Think about this. They're obviously not interested in jobs, because they wouldn't stand up for it. They're not for economic growth. They're not for tax cuts. They're not for defeating ISIS. When he mentioned the anthem and the flag, they stayed seated. Healthcare choices, veterans benefits, government accountability, unifying America, American dream, in God we trust, life-saving medicine. I mean, I'd love to know what these people do. Now, they can give you the platitudes like, you know, we stand for everybody's rights and freedoms. And no, you don't. You don't. I mean, you can't give this president kudos for anything, which is just so, so amazing to me. You know what I mean? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Let's go to Jeff Dunnis joins us. And Jeff, thanks for calling.
Joe, how you doing, man?
Good. How you doing?
Listen, I got to make 2 points for you. Number one, you said that Obama didn't do anything.
Okay, go ahead.
He brought the Saudi, his Iran deal brought the Saudi Arabians and Israel together.
Okay.
Right? Because they both hate it so much. Did you see the Kennedy kids' speech?
I caught it out of the corner of my eye. I was trying to figure out whose garage he was in.
Well, if you just read it, okay, you would have said that was Teddy Kennedy speaking. It was the typical... Or you were just waiting for him to say, please wake up, Mary Jo. I'm telling you. Okay? this guy was doing, it was a generic Democratic speech.
Yeah. Well, first of all, let's go back to Joe for a second. You look at that, okay. And as Tammy was saying, you know, here's a family that is the epitome of white privilege. And
right?
They're running around telling everybody how much they're doing for them. Days of old, I believe that. Days of old, the Kennedys did a lot. I'm not so sure they're doing the same thing now.
Oh, I don't know if Teddy. Well, Teddy did a lot.
Well, Teddy,
I mean, he tried to get Russia not to negotiate with Reagan.
Yep. Yep. You know, you're talking about the initial Russian collusion. He was the originator of Russian collusion, was he not?
He was absolutely that.
That's right.
And it should have been the Logan Act. But anyway, that was the most conservative speech I've heard since Reagan. I mean, there's a, you know.
Jeff, what's your take on the Dreamers, you know, on DACA, him offering to give more a path to citizenship than originally asked for? Why did he do that, do you think?
Because I think that he's going to have to negotiate, and he's going to have to get I think it's going to get a little tighter when he negotiates. And you know what? If it's $1.6 million and I get the freaking wall.
Yeah.
You know, the real key is to make sure if he gives these guys, lets them stay in the country, that we don't have to do it again.
Oh, I'm with you.
Right?
It goes back to the art of the deal. I wish people would pay attention to what the art of the deal really means.
Well,
right?
And what I really can't stand is Schumer.
Yeah.
I call him the emperor of the kingdom of flip-flop because he is trashing Trump for saying everything Schumer said like 5 years ago. And you know what? Perhaps he doesn't understand. Perhaps he's trying to read, and because he can't wear his glasses the right way, that he's not reading
isn't that
it
funny?
Right.
He always looks like the librarian that's teed off at you for dropping your pencil too many times, doesn't he? Looking
right.
at all his glasses
that's
at you.
That's right.
Right? Yeah. No, he is.
Tell you something funny, though.
Go ahead.
Every couple of weeks, I call his office.
Oh, God.
Not to complain about any of his politics or anything, because you know that won't be working. But nope. I complain and tell him that, he's got to stop doing this act that, like, he looks like an old school mark. And he's got to push up his glasses. And they start laughing because, you know what? They tell him that all the time, too.
I can imagine. Oh, no. You know, I was saying last night that what I wish Trump would have done, I wish he would have taken the speeches almost verbatim that Clinton gave on immigration, that Obama gave early on immigration. Use some of their own words in his speech. So when these lunatics came out.
Clinton called them illegal immigrants. Oh, my God.
Yeah, and we needed to have the border wall, and we need to have the border secure, and we had to stop letting them come in like this. Can you imagine? I would have used the words verbatim so that when the MSNBC, ABC, DEFG guys came out the next day and started tearing them apart, I would have said, well, those were Clinton's words. Why didn't you tear him apart? Those were Oblamo's words. Why didn't you tear him apart? And
well, let me ask you something.
Yeah?
How many lemons do you think Pelosi ate?
That's exactly what I said. I said, oh, my
right?
God, look, get a picture of that face. Look at her. She looked like she's been sucking on a lemon. Oh, God,
oh,
yeah. Yeah, her and Bernie Sanders. Well, that's Bernie's regular face. You really can't say much about
right.
that.
But it was like she was even sucking in her cheeks. It was the
oh
funniest
my God.
Thing.
Oh, she was. You know she was chewing on her tongue, right? You know she was. And she even looked back during one of the applause sessions when she wasn't applauding and she was sitting down. She looked back almost like a teacher shooting a look at some of her students going, don't you dare. And
well,
seriously.
I think that they're going to throw Joe Manchin, they're going to throw out of the coalition.
Really?
Because he stood up twice.
Oh, yeah. He'll have to go now.
Okay.
That's right.
He's
tainted.
Gonna have to
He's
go.
Got the flu.
But
yeah.
You know what I think that Trump did the best? That he really, he told the story through the people he invited.
Yep.
If he,
yeah,
every
I agree
section
with you.
There was, and that's why it was so approachable.
Do you know what I?
No,
you know
well,
what I had heard that Pelosi and the group were going to bring some of the illegals in to sit in on this, And what I want Trump to do is, You heard the same thing, right?
No, they did. And the one that brought the most was that, what's her name from California, Harris.
Oh, of course. See, what I would have done is I would have had the president walk down the middle like he does, you know, and take the podium. And then I'd have him go, okay, boys. And then have ICE come in from the sides, right? And just start taking them out.
Yeah.
And then I would have gone out to the street, and I would have got American citizens, and I would have had American citizens come in and actually sit there. Matter of fact, I would have got American citizens who became American citizens and came here the right way, and I would have put them in those seats. Okay? Until we stop this, it isn't going to stop. So, anyhow. All right, Jeff.
Well,
let me go on.
But that's the problem, because you and I would have loved to go there.
Oh, yeah.
To sit in the gallery. We were born here. We're citizens.
Yep. But, I'm first-generation Italian. My parents came here the right way. My family came here the right way. My aunt
and
at 82.
I ordered Italian food tonight.
Did you? I didn't have any. I haven't had dinner yet. Oh, God. All right, I got to move on to the next call, Jeff. Thanks for calling in.
Hey,
I appreciate it.
Take care, Joe. Talk to you soon, man. Bye-bye.
Yep. Let me see. Who do we got? We got Jason. How are you doing?
What am I doing? I am just sitting here trying to piece all this together. And I'm rather enjoying the meltdowns that I'm seeing from several media people.
The tweets coming by, and some of them just, this is the worst speech in history. Why were people applauding? He said absolutely nothing. I'm thinking, my God, how hateful can you be? This is craziness.
Exactly.
But listen, we got to go for a quick break. I'm sorry it took so long in the other one. When we come back, we'll hit on this on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host, just to the Real Side on GCN Live. Jason will be with us when we come back. Don't go far. We got a lot to talk about still.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. Didn't you know that I'm about 75% better? I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I can't believe, I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
We are back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. They really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Do be part of the conversation. Seriously. You know, don't just sit there, I don't know, and not get involved and not engage. You really need to be part of this. And whether you're in the chat room at therealside.com or on the Facebook feed, there's a gazillion ways to be part of the show, to be engaged in the show, and maybe even get some input, get some insight. You may find a different way of thinking about something that you hadn't thought about before. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Let's bring him back on. Jason Wirt joins me, and Jason, thanks for being with me.
Oh, glad to be here, Joe.
All right, so let's get past the sucking of the lemons for Pelosi. Yo, and it was funny because when I saw Bernie Sanders, I said, man, look at that face. And I got to think it all. That was wrong, Joe, because that's his face. He's not even making a face. That's what he owns.
It's funny you mention that because really, I think the Democrats are going to have a lot of problems with the way they behave tonight because of the reception of the speech by the majority of Americans and the fact that they didn't applaud even for things that seemed like no-brainer, things like the lowest unemployment in years that they couldn't even be bothered to, you know, move. I don't know if you've seen this, Joe. I mean, I just stumbled across this. CBS has released their CBS YouGov poll. 75% of the people who watched the speech approved of it.
Right. 75%.
That's going to be all Republican. Okay, that's the thing. If it was 50-50, you could very easily say it was just Republicans. But when you look at 75%, that is a significant number of independents. And, Joe, Democrats are not going to like this. You've got to get some Democrats to get to that number.
Oh, yeah. So,
you know, conservatives are hailing this speech, but I tried to step back and look at it as objectively as I could. This was really a moderate speech, Joe. As much as ABC, NBC, CBS, all their talking heads want to say that he was just sticking it to the Democrats and catering to the super conservative, you look at that speech. You know, patriotism is not a conservative value. It's an American value. That is a moderate thing. You know, the things that he's talking about, infrastructure, job creation, all the things that he was talking about, those are not solely conservative values. Those are things that matter to the auto workers in Detroit, to the coal miners in West Virginia. He was speaking to those moderate voters and saying, look, I'm doing what I said I was doing. And the whole time he would bring stuff up, the Democrats sat there on their hands.
Well, you know, it's funny. They could. At one point, I saw Pelosi turn around and look when one of the applause sessions. I was like a mad mother going, hey, don't be doing that, right? But recently, I saw a piece where Trump, I guess it's about 18,000 coal miners so far have been put back to work, and it looks like more mines are going to reopen. 83,000 coal miners lost their jobs under Obama. What I really loved was that nobody mentioned 83,000. There were a few commentators who said, he's only been able to put back, we told you the coal wasn't going to come back, and he's only been able to put or bring X amount of jobs back. And I'm thinking, well, yeah, because your buddy, your god known as Obama, he had them, they all lose, 83,000 jobs. You don't turn that around in 12 months or 10 months or whatever. Right?
Right, exactly. I mean, Joe, really, I look at this speech and it was, I won't say it's one of the best in terms of written and delivery that I've ever heard, but in terms of Trump himself and communicating what his administration is doing, where they want to go, what they want to do, it was effective. It was direct. It actually spoke to it didn't speak to the free. There was something that was speaking to everybody. And in that, there were even things that everybody wouldn't like. But yet at the end of the speech, we all go, yeah, you know what? On the whole, that was pretty good.
I'm with you. I mean, it was an American speech, but some of my hardcore right-wing friends were very upset at what he was doing with DACA. And I said, you need to think about this. This is a bargaining chip, okay? You have to start somewhere, and everybody's going to give a little bit, or they're going to come to a negotiating table. You don't start where you want to be. That's craziness.
Well, you know, Joe, and I know that your hardcore conservative listeners are going to get angry when I say this, but you know what? I do have compassion for some 5-year-old kid that was brought into this country illegally. He didn't do it himself. You know, so if we give them something that over a decade they've got to prove to be a good citizen, work, pay their taxes, contribute to society, and then we give them a chance to go through the citizenship process, you know what? I'm okay with that.
But here's where I get crazy. If you're 22, 23, 24 years old, okay, and you've been a dreamer, and you've been here since you were 2 or 3 or 4, and you find out that you were here illegally, if you've done absolutely nothing to change that, I have a problem with that. Because you've known, I mean, unless you found out 2 weeks ago. But at some point in time, when you went to apply for your license or you went to get, you're going to have a problem. And you're going to realize at some point in time, hey, I need to fix this. If you've done absolutely nothing, then what?
And you have a valid point. I'm just of the opinion that we can never get so compassionless when we're talking about something like this. that we just come in and say, nobody at all, boom, draw the line. And I think what Trump is trying to do here is try to have that compassion that really America is compassionate by nature. We are.
Right.
And so I think what Trump is trying to do is say, okay, you know what? We are a compassionate nation. We really do care about these kids. And so here's something. They're not going to be happy with it. The people who want them thrown out aren't going to be happy with it. But it's a compromise where if they put in the effort, we're going to give them a chance to earn that which they say they want. And if they don't do it, they get thrown out of here.
Yeah, you know, it's just like you're hearing these stories about people that are being sent back to whatever country after being here for 30 years. They have a business, they're business people, blah, 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 blah. You know, you hear it all of this. And I always say the same thing. You've been here for 30 years, okay? You heard President Obama at some point in time say, this is a temporary order. I need you guys to get off your butts and do the right thing and fix this. So at what point in time, you know, you see them at the airport, the news is going, oh, my God, how could you do this to this family? The family did it to themselves. Do you know what I'm saying? I mean, at some point in time, you got to take responsibility for that kind of stuff.
I agree with you. And the people that are being trotted out by the liberal media basically are just being used as liberal talking points. And, you know, tonight especially, if you watch the coverage or you're going to watch them later after they're done listening to your show, because obviously listening to you is more important than watching the networks. One thing you need to watch for when you want to watch for the bias, watch for the reporters who never challenge the Democrats on their facts.
Yep.
You're going to see it tonight. I mean, Kamala Harris was speaking to Jake Tapper on CNN earlier, and Jake, he actually made a legitimate journalistic question. And he said, you know, when Trump, the president said that, you know, it was the lowest unemployment for blacks, they were just sitting on their hands, and Kamala Harris was like, well, he should have ended it by saying, you know, thank you, Barack Obama. Tapper didn't push on that.
Oh, there we go again. Yep.
You know,
that's what they've been saying.
And that's what I mean. Republicans, honestly, Joe, I think the big problem is Republicans need to stop just pussyfooting around and push back on these things. When the CNN host says something, look at him and say, prove that.
I don't know. I don't know if you've noticed, but I haven't been back to CNN for a couple of weeks. And part of it was, you know, I think part of it is my own personal opinion, is one night when they asked me a question about an anonymous senator, okay, or an unnamed senator who got an anonymous tip on something that President Trump said. And I said, so let me see, you want me to make a comment about an unnamed senator, he doesn't even have the guts to give you his name, who picked up an anonymous tip on something, and you want me to, can I give you an anonymous answer? Are you good with that? Because it makes no sense. And he just looked at me and chuckled. He said, okay, you got me on that one. It's like, you want to do these, I never played what if games with my kids. I'm not going to play it for real on CNN or Fox or anywhere else. It doesn't make any sense. Anyway, we got to get rolling. We're out of time. I went too long. Appreciate the call. And David out of San Francisco, you can call back tomorrow. You know what? We'll probably still be talking about the State of the Union for days to come. Jason, again, thanks for calling and appreciate it very much. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. You've been listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. We're here all week long. Hopefully you will be too. I'd like to see you around. Have a great rest of the day and God bless.